Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. There is a position that has world recognition on St. Patrick's Day. And that is, of course, the Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade taking place on this Monday here in New York City. And I am delighted to welcome Jack Ahern. Well, actually, he's John T. Ahern, and he is the top organizer. He's business manager and financial secretary of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 30, the 2014 Grand Marshal of New York St. Patrick's Day Parade. Jack, you're very welcome to the program indeed.
Oh, thank you, Adrian. It's great to be here with you again.
I tell you, Jack, one of probably for Grand Marshals in the past, from the past that we've had on the program through the years, I'd say it is probably one of the most exhausting periods of life, the lead up to St. Patrick's Day, where you have up to 40 events that you have to attend and so you must be dragging at this stage of the game. Indeed, it's great, and it gave a great number of people, particularly those in unions, including Local 30, better than 4,000 members of the union. Gives us all a great opportunity, indeed, to honor you for what role you have played in the labor movement in the United States. You've spent a lifetime at it.
Well, thank you, Adrian. And I'll tell you, it is a tough run-up. You know, although I've been participating in the parade for well over 50 years, I never realized everything that was involved in it and how many events and organizations run their events as a prelude to the parade. So it has been tough, but I got to tell you, it's tremendous to see the outpouring of really care and culture and heritage that is really involved with all the different, not only the county organizations and the parade organizations, but even some of the neighborhood groups that run their St. Patrick's Day parties at this time.
This, I want to ask you, though, about your first year awareness as a child, and what did St. Patrick's Day mean to you?
Oh, okay. Well, I was very, very lucky in the fact that in my family, St. Patrick's Day meant that myself and my brothers and sisters, but in the beginning, I'm quite a bit older than my brothers and sisters, unfortunately. Myself and my father, my grandfather, and my uncles and granduncles would all go down in the parade, and we'd stand on the side street to march with County Cork. And I can tell you from the very earliest memory I have, and some of the greatest memories I have, are of being on those streets, milling about, you know, thousands of people standing around, talking to some people that haven't seen each other in years or at least a year and having a chance to catch up. And as a young kid, you're standing there looking at them and looking at the bands starting to practice and banging on the drums and the swirl of the pipes and looking at how amazingly tall they are in their uniforms with the kilts and the bands. Unbelievable. And then the word comes and suddenly everybody's pushed into a line. And we're marching down the street, and we make that turn onto Fifth Avenue. And I have to tell you, it brings a little twitch down your spine, a shiver down your spine, when you look up the avenue and you see column after column after column marching all the way up Fifth.
Absolutely.
And there you are. You turn the corner in all types of weather, snow, rain, coming down, and you march a little straighter and a little taller, and there you are. And one last thing I really haven't mentioned too much, but I wanted to share with you. The other part of it was we come home, and my mother always had a big dinner ready, you know, whatever time we got there, with the cabbage and ham and even a little bit of corned beef on the side. and everything else, and ready to go with the potatoes. And we'd sit down and have a meal with not only my family, but my cousins and my grandfather, et cetera. And it was just, it's just tremendous. It's a tremendous memory, and it really is a part of me that I wouldn't give up for anything. It just, it defines a lot about who I am.
Well, you know, we met you, as did so many others, at the St. Patrick's Day Foundation dinner at the New York Athletic Club the other night.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't know that any one single person could have as many relatives. I mean, we're not short of relatives in our own family, God knows.
Yeah.
But you have garnered the attention of so many members of your own family. Surely to God, they don't, you know, either the Ahern family must have a, you know, you must have come from a huge family, or else. You know, the it's a great family time too, isn't it?
Oh my God! You know, it's worked out that not only the Ahern family, but on my mother's side, the Rileys and the Henrys have come together too. It really is a great day, and everybody wants to be part of it, and that's the beauty of St. Patrick's Day. You know, there's something in it for everyone. There's an opportunity for everyone to get together and really have a chance to celebrate, and that's the beauty of it all, real.
It really is. Now, you mentioned the Rileys.
Yes.
Now, are they all Cork? I mean,
No, the Rileys are a Longfoot from outside of Granite.
Oh, God.
And my mother's family are Rileys, and my grandfather's family on my mother's side were Henrys from Roscommon.
How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it has to be... you know, now 253 years later, labor has always played a very significant role in the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Right across the board. And that still is alive, very much alive today.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, one of the beautiful things about the parade also for me was having an opportunity, you know, with my father and my grandfather, to look at the city that our hands had built. I mean, New York is a city of immigrants, and the Irish came here to work, and they were, you know, the keystone of building much of the buildings that you see in Manhattan today. I mean, my grandfather worked on the Empire State Building and on the Chrysler Building with the Carpenters Union, Local 608, and my father worked on any number of buildings throughout Manhattan with the Carpenters Union, Local 608, and their friends, all of them were involved in the construction trades, and it was beautiful to see, as you marched up Fifth Avenue, them talking about, well, we were involved in this building, and right down here is a project that we got going on, and do you remember when we were working over here on this? And I think that is something that sometimes doesn't get highlighted as much as it should, but I appreciate the fact that as the Grand Marshal, that the parade committee recognizes the hard work of the Irish and of all people, all men and women that are working hard, and that the people that I represent, the people that are trying to do good for themselves and for their families and to make a good living wage, are getting some recognition. And I appreciate very much that as the Grand Marshal, that they're recognizing the people that I represent, the people that work here in New York City and across the country, working men and women, union men and women.
Jack, just again to double back on the history of the labor and the labor movement in the United States.
Yeah.
You know, the many would feel, and indeed nothing could be further from the truth, though, that the day of the unions and the strength of the unions and the significance of the unions is such, it's on the wane. And you know, you are a typical example of somebody who, you know, has perfected the art of negotiation. You know, when there were strikes, and many of them, you know, over the 50-plus years that I've been in the United States, that's really, you know, spelled out the strength of the unions. Has that scene changed? Is it easy for some to say, okay, well, business has taken over and unions have lost their clout?
Well, you know, Adrian, in every age, you have the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, union participation in New York State and in New York City is actually up, has nudged up a little bit. And one in four workers in New York City and New York State are actually union members. It's well over 24% of the workers in the state are unionized. I think that, you know, overall, there's always going to be an ebb and flow as far
right.
as labor relations are concerned. And I think we're seeing that now with the fact of many of the voices that are raised about the fact that the top 1%
yep.
are really making some ungodly gains as compared to everyone. But I think overall the American labor movement and Americans in general and working people in general, they don't begrudge anybody making a good wage. They want to just make sure that there's a level playing field and an opportunity to advance and that we don't have a privileged few having more than their fair share out of the trough.
Yes. You also serve, of course, as vice chairman of the New York City Municipal Labor Committee, and you have obviously, with somebody with a schedule like yours, you still make time, you know, to be on the board of trustees of Molloy College,
yeah.
and
a bit closer
to home for us. We are both on the board of Emerald Isle Immigration uh-huh. Center, and you've spoken, you know, particularly like last year was. As a Grand Marshal of the Rockaway Parade, you have spoken and indeed been very influential with other union leaders in pointing out the lack of progress on immigration reform. And many people would assume, and indeed again going back to the naysayers, well, the last thing unions want are more legal immigrants. You have pointed out time and time again that the opposite is true.
No, it's you know, there has to be a path of immigration. You know, there's a considerable number of illegal Irish immigrants in the city today that are suffering both economically and personally because there's no method or path for them to become legal. And we have forgotten sometimes, when you read in the papers, that this is a country that was built by immigrants, that it's an opportunity for people to come here and to better themselves, but also to better our country. And I fully support, you know, a path of immigration so that people will have an opportunity to come here legally and not be hiding and to be exploited. You know, it's a terrible thing for somebody to have to leave home, number one. But to have to leave home and then be on the run in the country of your choice, that's two sins, and there's no reason for it. And I think most reasonable people, I would say the average New Yorker, wants it to be fair and equitable. Nobody wants to be swamped with people one day or the next. But there has to be a reasonable path for people to have an opportunity, as there was in the past before 1965.
Nobody could say it better, and indeed it is as you have been told on the run up to the St. Patrick's Day parade. You, as Grand Marshal, indeed have been honoured, and rightly so, by a great number of people who you know, who look up to you as being a very prominent lifetime member of a very significant union. But beyond that, the voice of the labor movement, it is fantastic. Congratulations and have a great day on Monday.
Oh, thank you very much, Adrian. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there. And
rain, hail, or snow.
Yes. Hopefully it'll be a better day than they're predicting.
I know.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Adrian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Grand Marshal, friends of the St. Patrick's Day Parade for 2014, John T. Ahern, Jack Ahern, Business Manager and Financial Secretary of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 30, and you are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.